Your contact with this information is no accident. Your search for truth and deeper meaning has led you here. But remember, the truth is not outside you. It comes from deep within you. There is more to this reality than you are being told. And we are all secretly asking ourselves the same questions. Who are we? Why are we here? And what is our destiny?
Welcome to another edition . You're listening to the Stoner's Journal. I'm your host, John Wiki. Coming at you now for the last time. As this will be the last of this episode. Last of the podcast, last episode, maybe of season two, but reason is, I found my answer. I'm watching a video, YouTube video, I'll leave the link in the comments, called The Cosmic Secret by David Wilcock. It's got everything. It's got all the answers. You're listening to the introduction to that movie right now. Got a kick-ass intro. Not saying that I believe everything that the movie talks about, but it makes a lot of sense. It puts a lot of two and two together for me to make three, if you know what I mean. So I invite you all to check that shit out. Because basically, spoiler alert, we're not alone. As I transition over to So What Does It All Mean by Jane's Addiction. And
what a night, huh? Almost makes you not want to go back to work, huh? Don't go!
This episode is about addiction, as I spit into the mic. The Cosmic Secret is about fucking futures. Talk about a solar fucking flash that's actually a they detected this gravity wave, you know, going through our solar system. That's like a 25,000 year old pulse. That shit is gonna about to hit the fan. This wave is coming through. It's like a reset, and it's gonna set off this solar flare, according to this movie, which makes a lot of sense. Happened before 25,000 years ago, and they said that these pulsars are the cosmic warning signal that it's coming. And so, you know, the rapture is coming. It's what we all fear. They didn't say when. You know, that'd have been helpful. But they didn't. But they said, you know, you have a choice whether to just to go in hiding and be saved by aliens, or embrace the sun and be enlightened and elevated to the next level. I think I'll choose that route. I think that would be the end of my story, so to speak. And so I like that movie. It kind of ties everything together and ties a bow on all this epic podcast of my life, which goes out to a total of 182 of you who've ever listened to a word that I'm saying. Thank you. This would be the last one, because You know, I smoke a lot of weed, and this last batch I have is off the chain. Let me tell you, it's good. It smokes good. It rolls good. It burns good. You know, it's probably an A plus across the board. But I just smoke so much, and I have a little effect on me. But I like the effect. I still enjoy smoking. I'm not gonna quit. But I'm going to the Philip, and going cross country, and won't be able to take on that. So to all the people that have listened, appreciate it. The one person I really want this to go out to, my son. You know, live your life. This one's about addiction. I mean, I have addiction. I think we all have addiction. I've been addicted to video games, porn, my mind's blocked after I said porn. But I'm addicted to marijuana, of course. But, and I've been addicted to peanut butter and jelly. I'm addicted to pretzels. I'm addicted to, I think everybody has like a spectrum of addictions, right? Or a spectrum of addiction. Some people can have one drink and call it quits. Others can't stop drinking. It's the ability or non ability to stop yourself, the inability to have control over your will, your body, your emotions, your thoughts, your voices that's telling you to do it to satisfy that immediate need. Some people don't, you know, fight that off and just don't listen to it and fight it off, and they say their little mantras to get them through. They call it the demons that are, you know, they're talking to them or swaying to them or trying to persuade them to do the no goods. But yeah, that's comes to willpower, and meditation and a belief in yourself will get you all through that, get you through the hard times in life, and prepare for the rapture because it's coming. I'll be gone on an island, hiding away from all of society. Now I'll be out there. I think I fulfilled my purpose, even if I touch just one person, just to enlighten them to the possibility of, you know, we've been around for a much longer time period than what they suggest. You know, we ain't just been around for like fucking history didn't start with Christianity, is what I'm trying to say. Fucking just think about it. 13 billion years, this universe, this Earth's been around, our solar system has been around for like 6 billion years. This culture, this alien race, has been around for like 2 billion years. And these guys, motherfuckers, got shit all over the fucking galaxy. What's the interesting doc, man, or movie, as they like to call it, David Wilcock. I'll leave the link in the description, but I've been addicted to everything. But not the hard shit. Like, I had the willpower. I have the willpower. And I think everybody has the willpower. If you really, truly want to stop. The reason why you don't stop is because you fucking like it too much. I mean, it's when the pain outweighs the pleasure is the only time that you are ever going to quit anything on your own. And nobody ever going to talk to you. Like, cigarettes are going to kill you. It's bad to quit. You should quit. It's killing you. Yeah, we all fucking know cigarettes are bad. But it's not killing me right now, so I'll take my chances, and, you know, or lung cancer. Not everybody gets lung cancer from smoking. You know, it's all how your body handles it, you know. Just like this COVID, it's all how your body handles it. I got my COVID vaccine shot, so I am ready to roll. This is So What by Jane's Addiction Remixes, a deep red voodoo funk mix. Badass fucking song. So I went to go get my COVID shot at the VA. These motherfuckers shot my arm. What they did is put a fucking tracker in my arm. Are they gonna alter my DNA? They already have. I'm a different, changed man as we speak. But that addiction got me to smoking marijuana and having the perspective of seeing the world a different way, and that's the purpose of all this enlightenment, awakening. You see, get out of this system, out from out outside the system. Look what's really going on. And then you can play with the system how you like it. You can manipulate it because you're not a victim of the system at that point. You're the puppeteer instead of the puppet. And that's what I want you all to be. The puppeteer, you know, controlling your avatar and have connecting to your higher dimension or self to get guidance and wisdom on your enlightened journey, your enlightened path. We got a lot of work to do. I don't know if this enlightenment or awakening is going to affect, be the tipping point that maybe allows us to overcome this solar flare. Who fucking knows? But to me, it's like those that are enlightened or awakened will say, okay, it's time for me to just walk into the sun and just burn up like Terminator 2, Sarah Connor's fucking vision of the apocalypse. That's burned into my mind forever. And if you've never seen that movie, that's it. Check it out. Terminator Judgment Day. I will be back. So as this is my last episode, you know, I kind of started this because COVID had run rampant, and it looks like the country's coming to the other side of it. I think as a culture, you know, we just had a shooting at a supermarket. It's crazy. People are still killing people. We just need to wake up, not be so scared, be more confident, embrace love, embrace our differences. And as the documentary says, the two races of aliens, they fucked up their own planet. So they took the moon, they got inside the moon, rode it over to Earth, and then fucking fucked that place up, stunk it up so bad that they had to jump ship, crash landed on Earth. Two different races came together as one. They said, let's split this motherfucker up. That's why you have, I guess, the different races of the doc will explain everything. Not saying that I believe 100% of it, but I'm saying it makes a lot of fucking sense. So as I close here, I want to tell you, thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure. I don't think it's anything wrong necessarily with being or admitting that you're an addict, because I love playing my video games. I love smoking my weed, but you gotta have your shit together. You gotta, you know, beat the game, beat the system first, and then relax and chill out. First, learn the rules, then you know how to, you know, cheat and break the rules. You know, so I'm not saying, you know, don't speed. I'm just saying don't get caught speeding, because everybody's going to speed. It's just human nature. Everybody's going to ask questions. Everybody's going to ask, search for a purpose and want things for themselves. But it's until we strip away from everything, throw it all away. I'm giving away my possessions, my everything I own, giving it away and moving to a secluded area to start life on a more simple terms of basis of love and family. So wish you all well. Love you all. Good night. And as always, thanks for listening.